It's a great gift and a blessing that tonight is the Feast of St. Augustine. And of course, we had priests from around the city hearing confessions. And I'm sure the whole time, Augustine was just like, yes, another one, yes. Because Augustine lived the reality that you and I all live. He knew the drama of salvation in his own life. And he epitomizes that great phrase I know I've used before, but it's so important for us to hear. Every saint has a past, every sinner has a future. Every saint has a past, every sinner has a future. If you know St. Augustine's past, you would be surprised that one day you could say St. Augustine, and that would be him, right? He was every much a man wrapped up in worldly things. So many of the sins that are so prevalent today, especially sins of the flesh, St. Augustine knew those from the time he was like a young teenager. And those sins grabbed onto him, just in the same way that sin grabs onto us in this day and age. And it enslaved him in the same way that it enslaves so many of us today. And yet, St. Augustine, before his real conversion to the Lord, when he was wrapped up in his sin, had a future. And that future is a future that is rooted and grounded in the grace of Jesus Christ. It's precisely what the Lord does for us. I don't know what your sins are. I don't know the struggles that you have deep down inside. The Lord does. And the Lord knows you and your brokenness. He knows your proclivity towards sin in the same way that he knew St. Augustine's proclivity towards sin. And he loves you. And he offers you unfailingly and ceasingly a future full of hope, a future full of grace. But it is about grace. St. Augustine is called the doctor of grace. He reflected so much on the reality of grace, the reality of grace, because grace is a reality. It's a deeper reality than your own sinfulness. We have to acknowledge our sinfulness. That's why we begin Mass with the Confiteor, I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned. We begin with that reality, but it is immediately addressed by a deeper reality. Jesus Christ came to save sinners. Jesus Christ loves you, not in spite of your sin. He even loves you in your sin. He never ceases to love you. And what he does is he meets your sinfulness and mine, and he invites us into grace. And that is exactly what the mercy of the Lord is. It is grace meeting our sinfulness. And that mercy is so powerful to set your soul free. Augustine became a saint because of grace. He said yes to the grace. So many of you who came to confession tonight, you said yes to the grace that is ceaselessly offered by Jesus Christ, who loves you, not in spite of your sin, even because of your sin. He runs to you. We don't have to fix ourselves. In fact, we can't. What we do is we throw ourselves at the feet of Jesus. We offer ourselves upon the altar of the cross. We give ourselves to him in a trusting, mature, confident way because his grace is so much stronger than any resistance we have toward it. Is there resistance to grace? You bet there is, right? St. Augustine walked that path. He knew it very well. Because he walked it, because he learned through the gift of grace that God gave him, he could speak very well to it. He's the one who said the sinful soul is curvatus in se, curved in on itself. What a great description. Any of our sins, all of our sins, all the struggles we have, whether they're of the flesh or of the spirit, they curve us inward, and we live these really small, self-referential lives. And the Lord addresses that. He comes to us because he did not live a small, self-referential life. He was not curvatus in se. He wasn't curved in on himself. Look at the cross. It's precisely the opposite. It's the opposite of being curved in. He's opened wide for you and for me, for all sinners. And that's where our future is found. That is where our future is found. Jesus, he heals our souls. He enters in through the grace of his mercy to begin to open us up. Is it a process? You bet it is. It's full of drama. It is full of yeses and nos. It's full of resistance and acceptance. It's full of steps forward and steps back. It's a life of conversion. But the Lord will meet you wherever you begin that walk, and he will not tire to walk with you. That's why it's such a gift tonight to see so many say yes to the grace of mercy, to say yes to the gift of confession, to say yes to the gift of the sacrament of the altar, the Eucharist, given to us, because all of it is grace coming into your life, opening you up so that you can live a full and free life. An easy life? I didn't say that. I never say that. I never, ever, ever say that. Following Jesus is not easy. Don't expect it to be. Following Jesus is good. Following Jesus is the best thing you could do with your life. It's not easy. And it's also, my friends, what you were made for. Of course, you know St. Augustine's very famous line. Our hearts are restless until they rest in you. You have made us for yourself, O God. You are made to know Jesus Christ. You are made to live your life in deep and profound communion with him. You are made to find your rest by being in communion with him. And friends, nothing else, St. Augustine shouts from heaven, nothing else satisfies. You can't find what your soul really longs for apart from God. Certainly not in sin, but also not even in the good things of the world. Not even in the best relationships, family and friends and spouse and children. Not even in that will you find your deepest peace, because your heart can only find rest in God. You choosing to come here tonight signifies a desire to find that peace, to find that rest, to be in that communion that your soul was made for. That desire might not be the strongest desire in your life all the time. It might be in competition with other desires. But friends, the more you say yes to that desire, the more you say yes to choosing to be with the Lord, the more you will find the abiding peace that only Christ can give. And in that peace, you will find your true self. And when you find your true self in Jesus, you will find your mission in the church and in the world. And then you will live a full, free, and purposeful life. Don't settle for anything less than that. Run like St. Augustine. Once he got it, he went all for it. Run right now to the heart of the matter, to the heart of the Lord who loves you so much. You know St. Augustine's one regret in his life is that he waited so long. It's in book 10 of the Confessions. It said, late have I loved thee, O Lord. Late have I loved thee. Don't waste the time that you have. You are made for Jesus. Your hearts only find rest in him. Right now, with the full strength of your youth, run to him and find your true joy.